We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and I'm so excited about this song because this is really kind of one of my favorites on the album, although it's hard to pick because...
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, this one is probably the hardest of the songs and the most outrageous of the tunes. Music-wise and lyric-wise, I think there's another one or two that, or one that might be a little more outrageous lyric-wise, Quiver Shiver, which we talked about earlier, but yeah... So,
Charlie put on some great guitar stuff.
He did. This is Purple Dreams and Lollipops. And I say that we just, no further ado, let's go for it. I'm going to play 2 minutes of this song because we're going to be doing a music video of that. So here's 2 minutes of Purple Dreams and Lollipops.
And your way, like Donkey Kong. The bells keep rolling on. I'm headed. To say the light shines your way. Purple dreams and lollipops, won't you sing my song? It's gonna rock. Oh, purple dreams and lollipops, sing it again one time. It's gonna pop.
I mean, really, kind of what brought that on? I mean, because that song came to me as like it was a grinder.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Sounds like you've got some wild ideas for the video too.
Oh, it's gonna be this is gonna be pretty fun. I've already ordered like 3 different purple outfits. I've got new some purple Pumas.
Oh my gosh,
the suede
She's
ones,
like,
man, they're
Laura,
bad.
I'm gonna order this. I'm gonna order that. I'm like, Rob, slow down a little bit, a little bit.
I bought a Rotosphere Q3. It's like a Death Star mirror ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's all purple.
It can be just purple or other colors. It beats to the music. Yeah, it's the kind of having the big I was like, yeah, boy.
So what's the inspiration on this far out, whacked out song?
Well, you know, when I get tunes like that, because typically how I started writing music and how it really works well for me is when someone gives me a music bed, words start coming to it. And for whatever reason, purple kept being there. Purple dreams. I mean, it sounded odd and crazy. What are two things that don't go together? Purple dreams and lollipops. What the hell?
And you know, like Willy Wonka. Or something.
Yeah. And so it just kind of, but the visions that came into my head, Purple Dreams is South Haven. We're purple and gold. So kind of that's...
Oh, yes. Class of 89.
Class of 89 in the high school is still purple and gold. But the lollipops is kind of the funny part. Back when I was growing up, and Laura and Tom, I'm sure, will remember this guy. There was a guy who cleaned septic systems.
Oh,
and
yes.
And he had the big truck, and he was a sucker. You know, I said another load of lollipops. So at the end of the song, you won't hear it in the preview. I said another load of lollipops coming your way, and that was the purple dreams, and those are just two vivid memories. That purple being in our school colors, and then lollipops was this turd sucker.
I don't understand. He had to have written on
with a flower.
The back of
there's that. Lollipops. Yeah. There's pictures of lollipops of suckers, and it says another load of lollipops on the back of it.
That's crazy.
You have to have a sense of humor in that line of work.
Yeah, so that's kind of where that came from.
See, I didn't know that.
Purple Dreams and Lollipops is my visuals on that, why it kind of came that way. But it's kind of a sex song.
What?
Yeah, it's a sex song.
I didn't catch that listening to it.
she can ride the rock.
Hey.
Well, I'm not, no, and there's actually, you know, I'm working on a best of album from Dale Robbie, because in 1 year I did 5 albums. So now I can do a best of album all in the same year. The whole box set and doing the best of. And actually, I'm going to redo Purple Dreams. Actually, I've already recut it. So when I do it, I've done an explicit version of that. So it's a little, Laura vetoed me on the explicit version for the Truss and Bird album. Yeah.
No.
Tom was kind of like, yeah. But I heard Laura, we're listening upstairs, and Laura's downstairs, what the hell was that? you don't like that? Not really.
No.
All right, I guess we'll.
I like the G-rated version much better.
It's PG-13 rated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're going to be shooting that at a couple cool places here in town.
What are those places?
Excited. I'm not going to tell you. Way excited about it. I think your boy Danny Donuts might know. Give him a call. He saw me today when I walked out of one of the places.
Oh.
Yeah, he did. So maybe when you see him tonight, maybe you can get it out of him.
Oh, I might be able to get it out of you. Just the show ain't over yet.
Well, sometimes you trip him up. You do.
You won't get me.
When he's real excited about something, and ain't hard to like.
Yeah, I'm excited. Look at Tom though. I mean, Tom's excited too because we did Release the Grill, and he's this guy. Yeah, I don't want to know. And then he sees it, and then he's like, yeah,
this is gonna be good.
And I'm talking to Laura. I'm talking to Laura on the phone, and I hear Tom. Hey, the video's already up to 1,500 views. I'm like, somebody's
looking,
paying attention.
He's watching.
Yeah, Mr. Incognito himself went and got himself a YouTube account.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had to reply.
So somebody said a couple nice things, and I'm like,
reply.
And I'm like, well, I'm sure Tom will be happy you said that. I'll let him know. I'll pass the message on. So
what did Tyler Russin say?
Oh, another T. Russin.
Yeah, yes. And he's very, very talented also. He's down in Texas.
He just said
Matt.
It was just something that was great stuff. It was badass. We got a lot of badass.
Them horns, they add a lot to that music.
Mm-hmm. That's Tom Russin, man. If you guys like saxophone music, Tom Russin plays a hell of a sax in a lot of these tunes. If you like the harmonica, we got a lot of infused with that. And then, I mean, even like Purple Dreams and Lollipops is kind of a kickback to 60s and 70s and 80s rock. It's got some organ in it. Sounds a little The Doors organ in it. Charlie Fritchie is on there with a badass lead guitar. And it's one of those songs that if you let it, man, it'll make your feet move.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, did we listen to it yet?
We did. We listened 2 minutes.
Were you
remember?
Sleeping?
I forgot. I was excited. I wanted to hear more of it. Well, only 2 minutes.
Well, I do. You can listen to it on Spotify on your way home. But I did, and I'm glad you reminded me of that because I was going to play 2 minutes, which means that I was about to go way over on this part of the show. So, but we've got that one. And what was the number 4 song on there, Tom? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, good golly. me
you
either.
You don't either?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not. No, I'm thinking it's...
Well, the order's a little different.
I'm thinking it's Don't Judge a Cover, Don't Judge a Book by the Cover. I don't know if I'm ready to play that one on the radio show yet.
No, not yet.
That one's a political, too.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, you don't do politics on this show.
No.
Right.
No. But we'll figure out what it's going to be when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show.